Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry?
Hello, it is Friday, March 14th, 2025, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 36, Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 15 through chapter 7 verse 73, and Romans 4 chapter 13 through 25. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 36. Transgression speaks to the wicked deep in his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes, that his iniquity cannot be found out and hated. The words of his mouth are troubled and deceit. He has ceased to act wisely and do good. He plots trouble while on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not reject evil. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Man and beast you save, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. O, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in of heart. Let not the foot of the arrogant come upon me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the evildoers lie fallen. They are thrust down, unable to rise. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15 to chapter 7, verse 73. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month Elul in 52 days. And when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were afraid and fell greatly in their own esteem, for they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. Moreover, in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and Tobiah's letters came to them. For many in Judah were bound by oath to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shenachani, the son of Arah, and his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Baruchai, as his wife. Also, they spoke of his good deeds in my presence and reported my works to him, and Tobiah sent letters to make me afraid. Now, when the wall had been built, and I had set up the doors and the gatekeepers, the singers and the Levites had been appointed, I gave my brother Hanani and Hananiah, the governor of the castle, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a more faithful and God-fearing man than many. And I said to them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun is hot. And while they are still standing guard, let them shut and bar the doors. Appoint guards from among the inhabitants of Jerusalem, some at their guard post and some in front of their own homes. The city was wide and large, but the people within it were few, and no houses had been rebuilt. Then my God put it into my heart to assemble the nobles and the officials and the people to be enrolled by genealogy, and I found the book of the genealogy of those who came up at the first, and I found written in it, these were the people of the province who came up out of the captivity of those exiles whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried into exile. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his town. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramai, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mespereth, Bigvai, Nahum, Bana. The number of the men of the people of Israel, the sons of Parosh, 2,172, the sons of Shephelatai, 672, the sons of Arah, 652, the sons of Pahath Moab, namely the sons of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818, the sons of Elam, 1,254, the sons of Zattu, 845, the sons of Zakkai, 760, the sons of Benu, 648, the sons of Babai, 628, the sons of Azgad, 2,322, the sons of Adonikam, 667, the sons of Bakvai, 2,067, the sons of Adin, 655, the sons of Atir, namely of Hezekiah, 98, the sons of Hashum, 328, the sons of Bazai, 324, the sons of Harif, 112, the sons of Gibeon, 95, the men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188, the men of Anatoth, 128, the men of Basmaveth, 42, the men of Kiriath Jearim, Chapharah, and Beeroth, 743, the men of Ramah and Gaba, 621, the men of Michmas, 122, the men of Bethel and Ai, 123, the men of the other Nebo, 52, the sons of the other Elam, 1,254, the sons of Harim, 320, the sons of Jericho, 345, the sons of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721, the son of Shanan, 3,930, the priest, the sons of Jedaiah, namely the house of Jeshua, 973, the sons of Immer, 1,052, the sons of Peshur, 1,247, the sons of Harim, 1,017, the Levites, the sons of Jeshua, namely of Kadmiel, of the sons of Hodovah, 74, the singers, the sons of Asaph, 148, the gatekeepers, the sons of Shalom, the sons of Atur, the sons of Talmon, the sons of Akub, the sons of Hattah, the sons of Shobai, 138, the temple servants, the sons of Zahah, the sons of Hashpah, the sons of Tabaoth, the sons of Keros, the sons of Sai, the sons of Padon, the sons of Lebana, the sons of Hagabah, the sons of Shalmai, the sons of Hanan, the sons of Gedel, the sons of Gahar, the sons of Raiah, the sons of Rezin, the sons of Nakoda, the sons of Gazam, the sons of Uzzah, the sons of Pasi, the sons of Besai, the sons of Meun, the sons of Nefushamim, the sons of Bakbuk, the sons of Hakapah, the sons of Harhur, the sons of Bazlith, the sons of Mahada, the sons of Harshah, the sons of Barkos, the sons of Shesherah, the sons of Timah, the sons of Nazai, the sons of Hatafah, the sons of Solomon's servants, the sons of Sotai, the sons of Sophereth, the sons of Perida, the sons of Jala, the sons of Darkon, the sons of Gedel, the sons of Shephelatai, the sons of Hatil, the sons of Pochereth Hazabiam, the sons of Amon, all the temple servants and the sons of Solomon's servants were 392. The following were those who came up from Tel Malah, Tel Harshah, Cherub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not prove their father's houses nor their descent, whether they belonged to Israel. The sons of Deliah, the sons of Tobiah, the sons of Nekoda, 642. Also of the priests, the sons of Hobaiah had taken a wife of the daughters of Barzillai the Gittite and was called by their name. These sought the registration among those enrolled in the genealogy, but it was not found there. So they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor told them that they were not to partake of the most holy food until a priest with Urim and Thummim should arise. The whole assembly together was 42,360, beside their male and female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 singers, male and female. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, and their donkeys 6,720. Now some of the heads of fathers' houses gave to the work. The governor gave to the treasury 1,000 derricks of gold, 50 basins, 30 priest garments, and 500 manas of silver. And some of the heads of fathers' houses gave into the treasury of the work 20,000 derricks of gold and 2,200 manas of silver. And what the rest of the people gave was 20,000 derricks of gold, 20,000 manas of silver, and 67 priest garments. So the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people, the temple servants, and all Israel lived in their towns. And when the seventh month had come, the people of Israel were in their towns. Romans chapter 4, verses 13 through 25. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in the faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words it was counted to him were not written for his sake alone, but for our also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever.